Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
When a cholera epidemic came to Haiti this year, Haitians charged that the germs were carried in by United Nations peacekeepers. An extraordinary claim, but Haitian public health officials familiar with dealing with cholera in the impoverished nation insisted that the disease came from outside. Now the Haitian government is planning to sue the United Nations for wrongful death. Mark Doyle, international development correspondent for our partner the BBC, is in Haiti investigating.
Outside a United Nations military base in Haiti, demonstrators wave banners. UN, get out of Haiti, one reads. You brought us cholera. The idea that an organization widely seen as trying to do good around the world could possibly have introduced cholera into a poor and destitute country like Haiti seems almost incredible. That's until you read an official report into the affair commissioned by UN headquarters in New York. The report says local contractors were allowed to dump sewage from a UN military camp into an open pit near a stream leading to Haiti's main river. And that sanitary conditions inside the camp, housing soldiers from Nepal, were completely inadequate. Cholera is spread through human waste, feces. The disease is endemic in Nepal, but until last year, there have been no cases in Haiti for nearly a century. The UN camp in question is just outside the town of Mirabalais in the mountains of central Haiti.
Hello, how are you?
Fine. And you, sir?
Very well, thank you. How are you? We're journalists from the BBC. We have an appointment.
BBC?
Yes, with Mr. Fourien.
BBC News?
Yes.
BBC News, but
The commander here, Lieutenant Colonel Tek Chand of the Nepalese Army, wasn't in charge when the cholera epidemic began last year. Another Nepalese officer was. But Colonel Tek Chand, of course, knows the case.
There is no single case, cholera case, inside this camp that time.
There was no cholera cases in this camp before?
Yeah, before.
Before?
It is starting not from here.
But even the panel of experts says that... The waste products from this place.
No, it might be from this place.
They're saying it might be, but you're saying that it wasn't.
It is totally wrong. It's impossible.
But proving in court a direct link between the UN camp and the epidemic could be difficult, even if the circumstantial evidence is strong. Nigel Fisher is head of humanitarian affairs at the UN mission in Haiti.
The UN has not denied the possibility, but there still seem to be questions that not all of those studies that have done the genome sequencing point to the Nepali battalion. That is with the legal authorities, but my job is to try and ensure a response. I'm concerned with how do we reduce the mortality from this? How do we reduce the infection rates? And that's my primary concern.
A community nurse sings health messages in the Haitian Creole language. Wash your hands after going to the toilet, she sings, and use clean water. Lawyers on both sides in this affair are preparing their arguments. No one quite knows what will happen next. But what's certain is that cholera is now endemic in Haiti, and people will almost certainly be dying from it for many years to come.
That report from Mark Doyle, international development correspondent for our partner, the BBC, investigating in Haiti.